Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
I have to tell you, I've had a very happy Mother's Day. I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm about a 27. So it's been a great day for me. How about you?
Oh, just a beautiful day. Perfect weather, perfect day. Been a good day.
I know.
Got to play with
my Florida girl for now. That's cool. I'm so happy for you. Yeah, we had nice weather here today too, and all my roses are blooming now. Very nice.
Oh, love. Yeah.
Yeah. Very happy about that. And we need a little bit of rain for the gardeners out there. And we did get a little bit last night, but we need a little bit more, and I think it's coming in tomorrow. Because everything's blooming, even the trees here in Virginia, which is nice. I know you have things that bloom all year long down in Florida, but here we have this beautiful spring where everything just starts to blossom. It's like really cool. I love it.
It is. And things out there grow so fast during this time period. It's just amazing.
Yes.
You know, it really is. I've been there, but... not that I live in it, but Florida has it too. Like right now, we're really abundant with flowering right now. Springtime for us, it is a big time for flowering.
You love that. You know, nature is such a good friend. You know?
It is.
Yeah. I got all kinds of birdies out here. I got 3 nests. The birdies are just getting ready to fly now. So I put the water out and stuff and the bread up really high. I make sure my cats are inside for a couple of hours so little birdies have a chance. But it's working.
Nature at its best.
So fun. Mm-hmm. Nature has its way. Yes. So anyway, I want to talk a little bit what's going on tonight. I like this Pisces Moon Neptune conjunction, and they're double trine to Mars in Cancer. I love this.
And in sextile to the Sun, and Mars sextile to the Sun. It's a nice, you know, here again, I really like it because it's really, Mother's Day is a dedication to where you can really, you know, embrace the emotion and embrace some real deep, you know, emotions for your family, you know, most specifically being grateful for your moms. But it does, you know, again, it's got some very nice harmonious lines that really help us to tune into our intuition, to really embrace what we love. Venus being in that same exact spot and in trine to Saturn in Pisces makes it to where we have all these beautiful trines and sextiles to really make it more intuitive, feeling, spiritual, and really raise our vibration level during this period of time. Jupiter's at critical degrees at 29 degrees Aries. It's just getting ready to go into Taurus. And it really it nails down that be present in the beauty of the day. And I think that's what I really like about this chart the most, is this because it really makes it present in the day and the beauty of the day.
Profound and beautifully said. I so agree with you, girl. Yes. Yes. It is a beautiful thing. Now, what do you think about this new moon coming up?
Ooh, I don't have it up in front of me right now, but it's conjunct
the Sun. Well, Mars is going to be a critical degree on the new moon, getting ready to go into Leo. And Jupiter, like you say, is just very new in Taurus, and they're in square, okay? And that's okay, because it happens. And then we have the sun and moon both on the Taurus-Gemini cusp, which I kind of like a cuspian new moon. I do. Because what it does, it opens up more of a venue to begin anew in more than one element. So it serves that purpose, I think, for people. More people feel the energy shift in a positive way, I think.
I do.
And they're both
Pluto,
and that's now retrograde in Aquarius. But it's still good to me, right?
It is. I mean, again, we have to go through transformations and changes, and I do like the option of the cusps here, okay, because those critical degrees really carry a big punch, a big powerful thing. And when you're at those late critical degrees, you really get more out of it, especially with a new moon being from Taurus Gemini, you know. There's going to be options with this. And it is about, again, that transformation and change. Everything is shifting at this point in time. And this is a part of the physical shift. I happen to like the Taurus energy for what it brings physically to us. And so when it's at its anaerotic degrees like that, I really, you know, and right in trine with Pluto on the other side of it, yeah, I really like that we can really shift our perspectives in a very strong way physically. And we can really look and make changes for our own greater benefit with Jupiter, which I'm going to love this year, in that Taurus, okay, because it's going to bring us some very strong physical things for our benefit.
I think it's also going to exaggerate our sense of wisdom. I think wisdom is underrated. I mean, all of us have a third eye. All of us are psychic to some degree. But the thing I like about the Taurus energy, it's a fixed sign in Earth that's ruled by Venus, the planet of love. And there's a natural innate wisdom in that that I don't think you can even qualify it. I think just when you talk to a person, you can feel that Taurus energy in them. At least that's what I found. Yeah. It's kind of cool.
My Taurus babies are interesting.
Yes. Yes. But everybody's interesting. Everybody's so different. That's what I love about this art we do, Jacqueline. I mean, it is amazing. And so we've got a few callers on hold. And it is Mother's Day. I wasn't sure how busy we'd be. But we do have some people calling in, which is great. I suppose we should see what they need from us tonight. What do you think?
How about we do that?
All righty then. Area code 646, you're on the air.
Hey, good evening. This is Priscilla.
Hi.
Calling from New York. How are you?
Hi, hello, Priscilla from New York. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much. So I was wondering, happy Mother's Day to both of you and to whoever is in your life that's a mom type figure. I would love to know how the new moon will affect me. I think it's at 28 degrees Taurus, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. Right?
It sure is.
Yeah, okay.
It is. You are absolutely correct. It is at 28 degrees of Taurus. I love you. All right,
you know,
take a look.
I do my best. I don't know everything about. I mean, I'm a novice when it comes to astrology, but I did hear the number of this. So yeah, so I'd love to know if it affects me in any way, what to look out for in the next couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's take a look at you. You're
Thank
in New
you.
York now, right?
I am in New York City. Mm-hmm. Still trying to move.
How do you like New York? I can only stay in there for a couple of days because the energy there is just like, whew.
Yeah, you know, it's good. But, like, you know, I'm trying to move because I want a bigger home. So New York is great, but I'm feeling like I need more space. So, you know, I've been trying to move, but nothing's happening.
All righty then. I'm going to take a look at you against this lunation to see what's going on.
Okay.
See. I know Jacqueline's pulling you up on screen, too. Oh, boy, you're getting ready to go through your Saturn return this year coming up, aren't you?
Oh.
Okay. Cool.
Okay.
Because you have a Saturn return usually brings you something very amazing. You can, you know, meet the mate, get married, have a baby. You can start a business. You can, I mean, it's about using everything that you've learned to create something where you become the mentor, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, at
mm-hmm.
least that's what it looks like to me. And
Well, maybe that's
what do you think, Jacqueline?
Down the road. Yeah. Well, I still feel Saturn's affecting your fourth house, but Mercury's getting ready to threat, okay? And this is all in your seventh house, which is about negotiations, okay?
Right.
I can't
imagine
it going on much longer is what I'm going to say, because Venus just danced into your ninth house of long-distance travel, which would be that move. Okay.
But my move would be local, not long distance, really.
Is it
like
over
50?
She's looking at your birth chart. I'm looking at your chart in New York. And
well, I would want to move to
Saturn
New Jersey.
Is in your ninth house, too. So I agree with Jacqueline in that aspect, because Saturn is moving to your ninth house in New York, and it's going to be moving into your 10th house of your career very shortly. I mean, within a month, okay? And that's good.
Making a local move, I look
at the third house. Now, your third house in New York goes from 11 degrees of Leo to 6 degrees of Virgo. Now, Mars is on its way into Leo, but it's not going to get there for about a month, okay? And then the tri-county area, the tri-state area, that could work for you, because Mars is a trigger planet. So, so I'm looking at your local chart because I wanted to see what's going on and where you are right now. And so that's what I'm seeing, that Mars could be an amazing trigger. And then what's going to follow Mars into Leo is going to be Venus, the planet of love. It's not going to take you too long to fall in love with the new place you're living. Okay?
I hope
so. You're looking at it like maybe a 60 to 90 day window here. All of this could manifest in an amazing way, but the Leo planets square your Scorpio. So, because of that, make sure you don't let this overtake you, okay? What you're going to want to do is you're going to, at the end of the day, sit, ponder, meditate, do whatever you do spiritually to get through the move. Because every move we make, whether it's local or far away, is a life passage, because we're changing our base of security. All right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, you've got that Capricorn moon of yours, okay?
And
I love that because it's very grounded in this Taurus cycle. And that's why you sound more calm since the last couple of times I've talked to you, actually.
I'm trying to be calm. It's just, I think it's more, sometimes it's more like deflation. When is it going to be happening? Because when I first started calling you, I think Mars was in retrograde in Gemini, and we were hoping once it went direct, something would happen. Nothing did. And then I think we were hoping for the Mars conjunct of, Uranus? Mars conjunct Jupiter for me, and nothing happened. And so, like, I'm just wondering, like, you know, that we were hoping that you gals were pretty confident that it would happen by March, and I had started calling you, I think, in December. And so, I don't know, waiting another 30 to 60 or 90 days just seems like, oh, my God, here we go again. We're starting a new cycle, you know?
Because Mercury's been retrograde, too, you have to understand that. And it's going direct tonight. Okay?
Right.
And then it's going to start to move forward, but it's still in its shadow until June 1st, okay?
Right.
So, no, you're going to make progress in the cycle, but June 1st is probably going to be very interesting. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I'm going to ask you a question, first of all, Aphrodite. When does Saturn hit 8 degrees 31 minutes? Because I think it's sooner than that.
It really, I feel your problem is being affected by the Saturn. And the reason why I say that is because it's all about trust and faith. It's all about going, okay, I bow. Whatever you want to do, you're going to do. I understand. But I bow. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go on and just
the problem
wait
is that Saturn's going to retrograde before it gets to 831, okay? Mm-hmm. It's going to retrograde on the 18th of June. Okay, and it's going to move backwards. It's not going to go back, but it is going to be redirecting its motion at 0 degrees of Pisces. Okay, so when it gets to the true 1831 going forward, are you ready for this? It's farther away than you think. It's third week of May of next year.
Oh, okay. Good Lord.
What I am going to tell you about this is, okay, the lesson in this is let go, let God, okay? It's in trying to your Mars in Scorpio. It's trying to teach you how you are the master magician. And by letting go and caring less, it's going to come back to you, okay? I say that because of the let go, let God. I'm sorry that it's going to be in there. It's going to teach you some certain lessons about this for quite a period of time, because in your natal chart, that is in your fourth house of your home. And until you learn this lesson, it's not going to let you go, okay? So what I say to you at this point in time is know your skills and power. You have a Mars in Scorpio. It's about how you transform and change things around. It's about your movements. Mars in Scorpio is like the alchemist. Okay, it transforms and changes things. So I want you to play with this in that way by going, okay, God, universe, whatever it is, I got you, I'm bowing. But, you know, you need to do this, this, and this as a result of that, because I really need a break from all of this. If you're going to take control, you need to have these things in place to take control, is what I would do with this. And again here, I think once you let go and can care less, it's going to go.
I don't know. I'm
now, Priscilla,
fine.
I want to tell you from what Jacqueline discovered about Saturn.
Uh-huh.
I think you're going to make the move sooner, not later. But whatever you do, only sign a one-year lease, because Saturn gets to the degree that Jacqueline was talking about in the next year. So, no, you might be having a movement to move to a new place. But after that year, after you're living there, you might say to yourself, well, you know what, I think I'd rather like over in this neighborhood, or I'd like to change over to this neighborhood. So you may be looking at two different changes going on, because you do have Gemini, your Jupiter in Gemini. So that could happen too. But I just think that, again, I think you're going to have the opportunity for a local move sooner, but it might be, again, another move in the future within a year, because I just feel that too. So Jacqueline was so dead right about that Saturn, okay? So I just wanted to let you know that. Because, again, you know, we come from different schools of thought, but usually our bottom line is pretty similar, and I can see what she was seeing right now. Yeah, absolutely dead right. So know you're going to just sign 1 year lease, then you're going to find your way around the area you're moving to.
We're planning to buy a house, so we're not signing any leases. We're looking to sell our condo and purchase. So I don't think you'll have that flexibility.
Is there a place where you could lease option to buy?
Maybe. They usually don't do that. From what I've seen, it's very, very rare. But
really?
You never know.
Over here.
You know. But so what is the time frame then? So you're saying in another 60 to 90 days? Is that what you're saying, another 3 months?
Yep. Yeah, although the old man's going to be moving to your second house of real estate. And
so that'll be
in your third house of your neighborhood, the area where you live. Mars is in your second house of real estate right now. It goes into Leo the day after the new moon, okay, which is the 19th, okay, by next weekend. So know this. And Mars is the plan of action. So you do want to choose a place that you love, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But then it's going to go into Leo. It's going to be in your third house of the community where you're living. And so it might be a different kind of lifestyle than what you've been living, which is probably fine with you.
Yeah.
So I think that's going to work out. And then, depending on the property you choose, too, between now and the time we looked at your Saturn, you may do something to that house. In other words, you might put an extension or a deck on it. You
renovate.
Might change it in some way. And that could be what we're seeing for that Saturn energy that Jacqueline was talking about. But I know there's going to be two phases here. From what she said, I so trust her. That's what we're looking at. Okay?
Wow. Wow. So we're talking almost a year.
Now, you're
going to
be living by the water?
I don't know where I'm going to. I mean, there may be a small pond or something. Why do you say that?
I'm going to tell you that if there is a little bit of living water where you go, I would love that for you. It doesn't matter if it's a stream, if it's a little pond, if it's a lake. Living water, though. Fish, ducks.
You've said that before. Why do you say that? I know. I remember you saying that.
Because of your Saturn return coming up, which Jacqueline noted very, very, very profoundly today. Yes. I just think the long term, it would be nice to have living water right near where you live. It doesn't have to be necessarily on the property, but I think it should be nearby. Okay?
I have water right now where I live.
Right. And it might be a reason that you enjoy that, right?
It's nice, but you know what? It's more like day-to-day I need more space. I'm a very practical person, so I'm looking more for the space. Yeah. It's nice to have the view, but you know what? I'd rather have the space right now.
What I am going to say to you is really trust and have faith, okay? This is where you have to really go back into yourself and go, okay, we're going to do this no matter what. I'm going to get it no matter what, okay? It really is about you. That Leo energy sometimes, you have a Mercury in Leo, and it wants it, and it wants it now, and it wants to push it. And the universe says you're not pissed, okay? And so it's against your whole thought process to do what I'm asking you to do. Musical help at this point in time to really rebalance the situation for you. So sound technology can help with keeping you in a positive attitude is what I'm trying to say.
I'm trying. Yeah, it's been 6 months now, so my patience is being tested. You know, you'd kind of get deflated. And so I go through my days where I just don't care, and there are days where I'm just like, oh, God, when is it going to happen? So it's not easy. Because I've been very positive,
I
try to be the optimist, but you know, after like 6 months, guys, 6 months almost. It'll be 6 months this month. So I was like, maybe. I don't know. I don't think the astrology is supporting me at all. I don't know. Despite what's, I don't. Well, anyway. All right. So. Thank you. It's not. Yeah, I just have to be patient. That's what I keep hearing. All righty. Thank you.
All right. Will you keep us posted, sweetheart? God bless you.
Thank you so much. Bye. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. So are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 203, you're on the air.
Happy Mother's Day.
I was just going to say, is this Pat?
Yeah. And you know what? If I asked a question about myself, it would still be about cars. So I'm going to wonder, would you do a reading on my son since it's Mother's Day?
Okay.
What's his name?
His name is Terry. And I have to give you his information.
Yes?
What's his birthday?
6/28/79, 2:52 in the morning.
And where?
New Haven, Connecticut.
Okay. So you have a nice Mother's Day?
You know what? As I was listening to you talk, I realized this is probably the first Mother's Day or holiday that I'm not so nervous or feeling sorry for myself because I'm alone or not getting... I totally enjoyed it without any expectations, so I am.
Does Terry still live in New Haven?
No, he's in Massachusetts, in Southfield, in the Berkshires area.
Southfield, okay.
Yeah.
Let's take a look at that.
What's he doing
I'm sorry, what?
What's he doing for a living?
He's a computer graphic artist.
Nice. I love that.
He's had a bumpy road. I had to kick him out. His father bought him a $5,000 computer, and I thought, well, that's no way to punish the kid, but he blossomed and found out that he was really great on computers and went to 2 years college, and that kind of, it was a godsend.
He's a very creative.
He's great.
I like that for him as far as his work is concerned.
Good. He has struggles, so I don't necessarily expect positive stuff. And we've had struggles too, but slowly, I think with his maturity, we're getting better.
Well, Beatus, the Planet of Love, is sitting on his son right now. And is there a woman in his life?
Yes, a wife and a 5-year-old daughter. And he has,
okay.
It's tough for him. What did you say about it? I'm sorry, I missed it.
Well, Venus is sitting right on his son tonight, and there's some nice trines and blessing lines here, okay, to him. So he does benefit from female support right now, whether it's you or the lady in his life. That looks kind of cute in the chart tonight. I just wanted to bring that up, okay?
Thank you.
He does have 26 degrees of Taurus rising, and
right. The
sun is in his 12th house. In a few days, it's going to move into his first house, where he's going to stabilize more. He's been looking for more stabilization, but he's been kind of in his 12th house right now, so he can't see that yet. But in a few days, that's going to make a shift. Now Mars is in a situation where it is complementing his ascendant. Okay, it's making a nice sextile right now. And so because of that, his life right now is good, but I guess he wants more, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and that's all right. He's got several planets in Leo. He's a Cancer sun, but he's got his Mercury in Leo, his Jupiter, and his Moon all in Leo. And Mars is heading in that direction. And so he's going to be moving through Leo for 7 weeks, and that's going to help to open up his heart chakra. And he is going to be better.
Good.
The Cancer energy, when Mars is in Cancer, and it's in its fall. And I was born with that, by the way. But in his chart, it's just transiting there. So because of that, the little insecurities are kind of chipping away at his courage. But once he gets back into Leo, that next 7-week stint is going to help him so much. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, I so agree. Okay, I understand. I mean, he's had his challenges. Don't get me wrong, okay?
And
it's not that, you know, it's not that he's without challenge, but Aphrodite is so right that things are starting to shift for his favors. The sun is going to get ready to go into his first house, pass over his Mars, then pass over his Venus during that same period of time that Aphrodite was talking about. Mercury is going to go into his first house. So all this new information and all this stuff is going to be coming at him here in the near future for his own greater benefit. As she was talking about, there's some beautiful sex we're going to be going over with here. I am so not worried as much about him now as I would be before. I know he's tired, again, but I think there's some really good changes that are going to come up for him here in the near future.
He'll be happy to hear that. Do you see the marriage solid?
Well,
they're like oil and water.
Well, you know, where he lives now in Southfield, Massachusetts, Pluto went into Aquarius in late March, and it hasn't been there since the Revolutionary War in this country. And in his ninth house of metaphysics, God watching over you, the sacrament of marriage. Now, it's retrograde now. It went retrograde. And now, so it's just hanging out in there right now. And so I think it's in the works, but I don't necessarily see it manifesting that quickly. What do you see, Jacqueline?
Well, I've seen worse time periods with him with his marriage than now, okay?
Right, yeah.
I think this time period really gives a good time for him to have self-expression as well as look within himself. Your son has a little bit of an ego. You realize that?
Well,
okay.
I don't know. Definitely stubborn. It's been a wall with me. Between us, it's been very, very difficult.
Well, and he throws that wall up, or he throws, I call it an ego, because he throws this front up whenever he gets confronted in a hard position, okay?
Right, yeah.
This is not someone who you need to tell what to do. This is someone who needs to figure it out for himself, and I think this is really where the issue is between him and his wife, is he feels more controlled by it. And he has to look at it in a different way, okay, for them to be able to work better together. I think this is an easier time to where during this period of time he can express himself a little bit better and a little bit more. And I think they need to have longer discussions and communications during this period of time. I don't see anything activating. I don't think this relationship is going to break anytime in the near future is what I'm trying to say.
Sounds good. I'll be saying prayers for them. This was lovely and a lovely Mother's Day present.
All right. Well, so glad you called in. And you're so such a good mom. Just ask about your son today and put yourself aside because of your love and devotion to your son. I love that.
Oh. Thank you so much. Thank you, thank you.
All right. Well, you
Happy
have a
Mother's
very sweet
Day.
Night. You keep us posted. You too, honey.
Okay.
You
love,
too.
Love you both. Thank you.
All
God
right.
bless.
All right.
Night.
Bye-bye. Ready for the next one?
Okay.
Hello?
860, you are on the air.
Hi, it's Amla. How are you?
Hey, Amla.
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing really good. Actually, I'm kind of in a way a little bit sad, but it has to go. Jupiter being in Aries was really great the last 3 months for me. But I don't know what you guys have to say with Jupiter going into Taurus for me, but with Mars, I think, going into Leo. I have a couple of presentations actually at the end of this week, and I'm interested in this person, and it's growing, and I'm just wondering if I should say something because he is getting attention from other people. I don't know if he said that to me for me to react, but I didn't react. I just am thinking it's time for me to just kind of lay things out on the table with the new moon and stuff.
Yeah,
so what do you guys
December 16th?
Yes.
I thought so. And you're still in
yep.
Connecticut.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
Just want to verify, make sure I'm looking at the right chart, girl, okay? All right. I'm going to look at you with the new moon here. Let's see.
Yeah, and, like, should I say, like, I feel compelled to bring it out. We've been talking to each other for 2 months. Nothing has been said, but it just feels like it's just going naturally in the romantic department. I don't know.
And when's his birthday?
What was that?
Go ahead.
When's his birthday?
Today's.
Say again?
What'd you say?
When's his birthday?
Oh, his birthday. I'm so sorry.
When?
It was April 16th, 86, but I don't know what he's a moon Cancer. I don't know what the date is, the time is.
Okay. All right.
He's an Aries, too. Yeah.
And where is he? What city
he's
is
in,
he
born? He was born in Connecticut, but he lives in near Cape Cod. Oh, sorry, Massachusetts. Just to say that.
Well, the Aries energy, as you know, is very compatible with all your Sag. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's nice. Now it is going into Taurus. Now, the Taurus energy is more grounded, okay?
Yeah.
And so it has to do with the reality of what you're experiencing in the relationship.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Now, are you really, really good friends?
Yes. That's for sure. Like, that's why it's so interesting. He lives out of state, and I feel like he's in state, and like he'll move mountains to come and see me, and that's amazing because I've never had a guy do that for me, and they were in the
right.
state. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Now, I didn't pull this chart up on screen without a time, but I think Jacqueline did. Does he have any planets in Taurus, Jacqueline?
What he has in Taurus is Venus. I pulled it up on the
degree?
Sunrise chart.
You're right.
17
degrees. And what degree?
17 degrees.
Okay. So Uranus is sitting on that star. Okay.
Yes. Absolutely.
So
Uranus is sitting on that star.
I would not give up the ship on this one. Wait it out. That's an important factor because Uranus only sits on this star every 84 years, by the way. Okay?
Okay.
And it's very, very close to one of his planets that's very important right now. So there can be a surprise coming to you, my dear. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say it's immediate, but you have to remember when Jupiter enters Taurus, it's there for a full year.
Right.
And if you're enjoying the friendship and you're enjoying the camaraderie and you can create plans for the future, do things together that both bring your interests together so you're more of a we than a me and thee, this is the time to do it. This is the time to do it. Okay? So I'm going to recommend that. And
you said you don't recommend it? I'm sorry, you said
I do recommend
do not.
It. I do recommend it.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Very highly recommend it.
Okay.
Now Mercury, you know, is going to go direct before the new moon. It's tonight, I think. It's late, like close to midnight. Mercury's going to go direct.
Sure.
It's been retrograde now for several weeks. And so because of that, we don't always hear what we want to hear or say what we maybe should say. Don't be afraid to just be yourself.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And say, you know what? Just tell them you love spending time with him. This is great. Whatever. I wouldn't put any pressure on.
Right.
I would define and ground the power of the friendship. because I've had friends that have lasted longer than any of my marriages, except one. Okay.
Wow.
So
Okay.
I say this because I think you need to know it. And what you're telling me, you guys have a great time together, don't you? Are you still there?
Hello? Yeah.
You guys have a great time together, don't you?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. 100%. Like, it's like I feel like I've met my best friend, and it's just very strange how different we are, but what it comes down to is value, and like I think he's a very loyal person, and I am the same way, so that's what really makes it you know, just
so both of you have an independent streak, so you don't want to take away his independence, and don't let him take away yours.
Exactly, and I think it's
already
happening.
It's about dual respect here. It's about dual respect here, and I love this.
Exactly.
I love this.
Yeah, I just feel a little nervous because I don't know why. Yeah, like, I think I need to see him in person, which is going to be this week anyway, because he told me this in something in a text, and I just want to have some clarity, and it is Mercury's going direct, so I think it's a great time to just go with that and then lead into what I want to say. Because without the exact information, I don't want to go off on an assumption. So I want to know, I have to ask him what he meant by what he said a couple of times in a text, and then I'll move forward from there. But he's coming here for like 5 days. He has family here, so he's doing a few things. He's coming this Thursday, and then I have a presentation with him on Friday, and then I have another one on Saturday. So it's like he's here for five. Yeah, so.
Great.
Yeah, so I hope the presentation goes well. It's like, you know, that's the other thing. It's interesting, like, I feel like I'm doing a lot of the leading, and then I'm like, well, have him ask, you know, if there's anybody interested in this presentation. And it does seem like I'm doing, I would say, 85% of this, even though he's in it. So I don't want to do that. I'm learning to just kind of step back as well with that, you know, and have it be balanced more. So I don't know what you guys do with that. But
well, you have to know when you have to draw the line. Because you don't want this to be a codependent relationship. You want this to be an independent and sharing relationship.
Yeah.
And you're the only one that can make that choice. Because you have to understand, astrology doesn't tell us exactly what to do, but it gives us choices. And because, again, you know, the planets don't dictate. They illuminate. And, you know, I think when Mars gets into Leo, it's going to be there for 7 weeks, and going in there tomorrow. No, it's going in the day after new moon. It's going in there on the 20th. Okay. I think that's what's going to happen then is it's really about the heart chakra. It's not about what you're doing or the presentations. No. Separate personal from professional with this gentleman, okay?
Yeah.
In other words, get a better view when you're present because you've got enough psychic ability to do that. So I want you to try and do that when you're together this weekend and see what you feel. And give us another call back on Sunday next, because I think – if you can do that, say, you know, I am so happy to you know, be a compatriot with you with this, but, you know, are we good, you and I, personally? Don't be afraid to ask the question, okay?
Yeah.
And be ready for whatever answer comes through. And let us know next Sunday. I'll pick you up as soon as I see you sign on, okay?
That sounds really great. I mean, we're gonna see each other over the weekend
better to push the envelope, okay?
Yeah.
You can't even open the letter, okay? Sometimes that's the way to go, and I think this is that time for this. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Well, I think it's coming. I think that time is coming. Okay, Mars is getting ready to get into your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. This is a dance, okay?
Yes.
And so I say, play with the dance, play with the romance. Really enjoy the time and the connections that the two of you have. Because in about 8 or 9 days, Mars is going to go into your seventh house of one-to-one relationships. And this is when things are really going to start to make that solidity. Remember, Mercury hasn't gone direct yet, but it is going tonight. And so communication can be a little wobbly during this period of time while it's in its shadow.
Okay.
But okay. I say have patience. I think jumping quick, but have patience and do the dance. Really enjoy the fun, the playfulness, all of that is so ingrained in this. So really enjoy the dance and don't try and jump so quickly forward, okay?
Got it. That's beautiful. And I appreciate both of you and your insight. It's so helpful. And I'll definitely chime in with you next week or whenever I can. But thank you so much.
All right, girl.
So
we'll look forward to that. And right now, ride the train and enjoy the view, okay?
God bless. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Too,
God bless.
Hon. God bless.
Bye.
You.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Wow. She's amazing. Okay. Where am I at here? Oh, okay. Let's see. Everything's changed now. All right. I thought somebody we know and love was going to be on here, but they seem to have signed off, but that's okay. All right. Erica, 901, you're on the air. Hi.
Well, I hope I was one of those people that y'all know and love.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How are you doing, yeah. Sylvia?
I am good, grateful, and thankful. How are you, ladies? And if you are a mother, happy, great Mother Day. And Mother Day is every day.
Thank you. You know, I compliment all mothers. I don't care if they have pets or people, but anybody that's
yes.
nurturing and devoted, I honor that this day as well. Absolutely.
Yeah, and be they male or female, because males are, you know, mothers too.
I already put that on Facebook. I said, how about the Mr. Moms, right? Yep.
How cool is that? All right, moving right along. I have been noticing for the past few days all these memories are just cropping up, you know, like almost not quite bombardment, but a similar. And I'm going like, it's my crown chakra? Well, it's not the spirit, it's just memories from the past, you know, experiences, people. And I'm going like, what the what? Trying to figure it out, like, what is going on? So I figured it would be great to start with you all. See if y'all can give me some insight into that and why am I still unemployed as much as I've been putting the resumes and applications. But we'll start with the first one. I'll yield the floor.
All righty then. Wow. Wow. I am looking at your chart with the new moon, Sylvia, and there are so many trines and blessing lines, I cannot count them. Wow. Wow.
Okay.
And it's all about, whether you realize it or not, every single thing you do is an expression of your personal spirituality in an amazing way. Wow. And all the angels know it already. All the angels know it. Yeah.
Okay.
The chart looks beautiful tonight. Now, I'm looking at you against the new moon, and I have to tell you, it's going to get, new moon's coming up really soon. It's on the 19th, okay? We're on the 14th. But you're going to start to realize that everything that you do and everything that you say, you're very healing, you're very constructive in your energy, you're very wisdom-oriented, a lot of beautiful trines in your chart. What's going to happen on the new moon on the 19th, both the sun and the moon are entwined to your Saturn, the great teacher. And you being a foundation for people that have been, I want to say, abandoned. Does that make sense?
Yes, and kind of, sort of, and yeah, that's been a big part of my life from a very many years.
This new moon, both the sun and the moon, are opposing your moon in Scorpio, okay, which gives you the opportunity to really bring your wisdom out in a totally spiritual way for a full month. It's really pretty, actually. What do you think, Jacqueline?
Oh, life is good. Okay. Just because Mercury hasn't gone direct yet but is going direct doesn't mean life is not good for you, because, again, things have already been put in motion. Things have already been put into place. You're waiting to reap your benefits right now, and it's coming, okay? I have to say this. Jupiter is transiting through your first house still. It passed over your Venus, and it's going to go into Taurus here. And this is when you start to see the physical manifestation of what you've been looking for, because Mercury will be direct at that point in time. So there's a lot of good things coming to you over the next few weeks. Keep your eyes open and alert is what I'm going to say.
Okay, so what's up with all these memories popping up?
Oh, Saturn. Oh, thank you for reminding me of that, because I was going to tell you about that, okay? Saturn is dancing with your Saturn node in your 12th house, okay? So Saturn, you can utilize this, because one of the things I like about it is that Saturn is very empowering, okay? What it's doing is the south node is all the old past, all the old stuff, okay? So like computer, you could do this. You could clean out all these old files that you no longer need while it's doing this. It's going to go retrograde, and then it's going to go direct, and it's going to pass over it two more times. So you have a time here where I strongly suggest you put an intention to what you want to work on before you go to sleep. Okay? Let me get rid of that, because what it's doing is it's picking up a file and it's going, okay, well, we need to start cleaning. It's naturally in that cleaning mode of getting rid of the old. So it just picked up randomly whatever, okay? So you have to correct this at this point in time, so I strongly suggest you do, and clean out the old crap that you no longer necessarily from the past. Find the joy and find the goodness in it and let the rest of it go, okay?
Okay. I mean, it was like stuff. These memories are like stuff that I thought was behind me, and I had, I experienced it. It's like, okay, and it's gone, and, you know, from like what? Years and years, and some of it is from like years and years back. Like, oh, my God, I forgot all about that. Where's this coming from? Yeah.
Right.
That basically Mercury's been doing that. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll do that to you. Oh. That's how you say control it with what you want to work on.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I would definitely be setting these
things. Let go of the
things
that you can forgive. Let go of the things that you need to forgive. You might not be able to forget, but let go of those things and forgive those things yourself and others. From things from the past, because you can't change one moment past. You can only change this moment and every moment that's about to follow. And you know what? I like these Taurus energies. They really complement your Virgo planets, too. And what you've learned in your life, when you talk to other people, you give them the gift of your life, too, because you're so compassionate and sweet and deep.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, when is employment coming? I've been filling, sending, networking, filling out applications, sending applications. I'm still waiting. The fish haven't been bit yet.
Mm-hmm. Well, keep
it's
up the good
not
work.
The right
I guess what? I think the new moon is going to bring something really good to you. Keep the
okay.
faith. Just another week.
Great.
Just another week, honey. Keep it on. Keep it on because out of the triangle with the new moon and the sun, you're in perfect triangle. You're Saturn and Capricorn, your 10th house. It's really going to be able to stabilize you financially. Put you in a position where you're recognized for what you have done in the past. Okay?
Okay.
So know that's coming. All right?
Okay. Thank you, ladies, so much. Keep me on. I'll continue to listen. Y'all have a great Sunday, a great week. And after that, you should have known that you all was going to be just as busy today as you all are any other Sunday when y'all come on. Y'all was not going to get off the hook because it was Mother's Day. Now I'm going to yield the floor so you can get a next caller. Keep me on. I love y'all more. Smooches.
All right. God bless you big. Okay, bye. God bless you, sweetheart. Okay.
You too.
She's so sweet. Want to take one more? We got 4 minutes.
Okay, let's do it.
Echo 203, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
Echo 203. Hi. Who are we speaking with? Are you there? I can't hear you. Echo 203, you're on the air. All right. Well, Echo 203? Alrighty then. Well, I guess you should just tell people where they can find us. I can't seem to get her on here. I'm trying. I think I can shut it down and bring her back. I'm going to try it.
Okay.
For me, I felt like we were supposed to take this call tonight, so let's see. I'll try again. Electronics with Mercury still, like Mercury's spinning still right now. Echo 203, are you on the air? All right. Someone let it go. So we should tell people where they can find us, Jacqueline.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
And they can reach me at 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station. I'm Aphrodite North. And Jacqueline and I do this every Sunday night. If you need something in between, give us a call, and we'll help you. Whatever right now is on your mind and you need a little bit of guidance. I hope you have a fantastic week. We'll be back Sunday at 6 p.m. God bless you all.
Have a good week. Good night.